Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
What are you so excited about?
It's the weekend. Hooray.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Actually, it's
Tuesday.
Is it?
I gotta get out of this house.
I'm going stir crazy in here.
I'm going stir crazy.
Try not to go too stir crazy.
Okay.
I thought, holy Johnson, here we go.
It's not funny anymore.
It's Tuesday.
So let's make the best of it.
Okay, I'll try.
When a problem comes along, you must zip it.
Here we go.
It's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime, baby.
Yes, it is, by golly.
Carla, this is show number 1,862 for those keeping track.
Okay, all right.
Mike and Carla, morning show waking you up. It's Tuesday morning. Our producer, Morty, on remote, of course, producing from home for the last few weeks or so.
Yes, he has, and he is he's healing up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
He's healing up nicely.
As they say, during this crisis, you should check in with those people.
Yeah.
Your family and friends that are living alone, and Morty is just that.
Yeah.
He is not only a friend, but part of our morning show family, so we checked in with him yesterday, and he seems to be getting around fairly well.
Yeah.
After that ankle-foot injury he got just from getting up from the couch to go to the kitchen or another chair. I don't know.
We don't know.
What's going on in that apartment, but he seems to be doing okay.
Oh, man, so. I'll tell you. And it's really too bad because today is National Make the First Move Day. So good luck with that, everybody. Good luck with that.
Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah.
On a day.
Falls during a pandemic.
Yeah.
That's great. Right in the middle of quarantine.
We all have our red ribbons on this morning, supporting the medical people that are on the front lines treating those with the virus. And we salute you. And we're thinking of you, and boy, oh boy, I don't even know.
Yeah, I know.
Where
they're
we
all
would
going,
be.
Thanks. Could we get another mask over here? That'd be great.
If you don't mind.
You guys, yeah, okay, I know.
You know, wear the red ribbon all you want, but we need supplies.
Yeah, exactly. Keep them coming.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, Jason Branch, latest winner, 10K payday contest from Las Vegas. Beasley Banker wanted to know what he was going to do with the money. Here's what he said.
Just probably put it up right now. You know, the way things are going, it's better to have extra money sitting up in the bank.
That's why we're giving it away. So if you're looking to buy or looking to win $500, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Your next chance to win less than an hour from now. And by the way, the last two out of three winners from Las Vegas.
I know. I love that. Love it.
So keep playing, keep trying, and you never know, because you can't win if you don't play.
Exactly.
All right. Details on that in a couple of minutes. Mostly cloudy. Chance of showers today, tonight, tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 60s today, low 60s tomorrow, 55 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Even celebrities are bored. I'm going to tell you how they're passing the time.
All right, we'll get to that, plus some other stories after Madonna.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I mentioned yesterday Christopher Cross has tested positive for coronavirus. He's doing okay. Doesn't feel great, but, you know, he's doing all right. And somebody, you know, said, well, do you know where you got it? He said, no, I probably between the moon and New York City. I just can't do the update.
That's what he said, huh?
Right coming right there. Well, that's what I said.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mike, if you can't laugh, my God, we're doomed. Matthew McConaughey and his family, they played virtual bingo with the residents of a senior living facility in Texas.
We got an I-24, I-24. Oh, Richard Blutch is waving a hammer up high. Well, we got Charles Kings and the iPad up high. We got two winners.
Bingo! Oh, my God. They said, the residents actually said they had a great time talking with him about his family and things like that. And
I bet.
He seems like that good guy. You know what?
Yeah.
You get him someone to chat with him, he'll chat.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds says he's spending most of his quarantine making dresses with his kids.
Well, you got to do something.
Exactly. Same for me, Ryan, but replace dresses with cocktails and then get rid of with kids. So, same thing.
Almost the same thing.
Same thing, yeah. Mike. And Honor Blackman. Honor Blackman. You may not know the name offhand. Well, she played Pussy Galore in the James Bond. Oh, man, I know.
Best Bond girl ever.
Yes, Pussy Galore. She has passed away at age 94. She kind of became a household name in the 60s. Kathy Gale, she played in The Avengers.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I know. But she was, you know, that ran for a while. People knew her as that.
Yeah,
before. She did die of natural causes. Now, nothing with coronavirus. And other sad news, and this kind of broke my heart. Baseball Hall of Famer Al Kaline died yesterday at the age of 85 years old. A former Tiger who played his whole career in Detroit.
Wow.
In Detroit. Tiger.
He was a big Tiger.
He was a big
Detroit Tiger.
Yeah, he actually does hold the name Mr. Tiger.
Really?
Yep, Al Kaline, 85 years old. So a good life, man. That is it for now. That is my take, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. Phone lines open. We're here for you. And we are all in this together. If you're looking to reach out, talk to somebody, we are here. Text or call in. By the way, this is some good news, Carla. The Prime Minister of New Zealand made a big announcement yesterday with the Easter weekend right here coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And I think not only is this for the people in New Zealand, but I think it's worldwide. This would stand worldwide, especially for the kids. If you have the kids this morning,
okay,
listen up.
You'll be pleased to know that we do consider both the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny to be essential workers. But as you can imagine at this time, of course, they're going to be potentially quite busy at home with their family as well and their own bunnies. And so if the Easter Bunny doesn't make it to your household, we have to understand that it's a bit difficult at the moment for the bunny to perhaps get everywhere.
So for the kids asking about the Easter Bunny, are they going to make it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be tough. Might not be able to go everywhere, but they're considered essential as well as the Tooth Fairy.
Yep.
And you know what, Carla? After hearing that and then earlier, what was it, yesterday, the Queen spoke to her country.
Yeah, I know it.
You know why? It just makes you feel better.
It does. You want
I think it's
comfort.
The accent, like you had mentioned.
It is the accent.
Anything with an English accent. I've said it before. Sounds
great. My next door neighbor's from Australia. I love just talking to her.
Yeah. Yes.
It just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So there you go, kids. That's it. Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, essential. Not only in New Zealand.
Essential. I love it.
but worldwide.
Oh,
so
I love it.
I don't know if they'll make
essential
it to your neighborhood.
Worker.
Yes.
What's hopping? An essential worker.
He's got that letter from FEMA.
Yes,
it's okay.
He's got that and he's wearing a mask. Is that a mask? It's a mask. Jeez.
Here's your $5.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Here's your $5.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be afraid. I think that's great news. Your chance to win $500. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Another code word for you in about 7-8 minutes.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest. KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here you go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, social.
Social, S-O-C-I-A-L, social.
As in social distancing. Social, that's the word you need to win $500 right now. Text it to 45911. That is 45911. Win $500 and qualify for that 10K payday. Enter social at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app that I trust you have on your smartphone. Again, the word social. You have 15 minutes to get the word out there now. You get a weird number calling you. Go ahead and pick it up this time, okay? Just might be the Beasley banker wanting to tell you you're putting $500 in your pocket. The word social. Text it 45911. You have 15 minutes. Good luck.
If you missed it just a couple of couple minutes ago, the code word social. As you said, Carla, as in social distancing.
Exactly.
S-O-C-I-A-L. You have a couple of minutes. Text that word to the short code 45911. Or better yet, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. Mostly cloudy. Chance of showers today, tonight, tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 60s today and tomorrow. It's about 55 outside right now. Here we go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's called the British Academy of Sound Therapy. They looked at, especially now, how long it takes music to have a therapeutic effect. They found that it helps the average person relax in about 13 minutes. So you're talking three songs or so, oh. You know? Now, if you're already in a decent mood, they say it only takes about 9 minutes to make you happy or to relax you. So put on a couple good songs. Just, mm-hmm. You know what? Just put them on. Put on the radio. Listen, you'll feel a little bit better.
Even if you just clap along,
yep.
You're happy.
Way to go, Pharrell. Food delivery is huge right now. Uber Eats says their orders have gone up over 30% since mid-March. The foods that people in most states, they're talking about 35 different states, have mm-hmm. ordered the most. You know what the number one food is that people have ordered to be delivered? French fries. French fries. Because you can't. The list I'm looking at, I think they're foods that you go out to eat,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have as easy access to them. French fries, number one. Other foods, now keep this in mind, pad thai, which is something you go to sit down to eat.
Yeah.
It's not something you can just, you know, you can't
whip
pick
up.
It up and bring home or just make. Exactly.
Yeah.
Burritos. Crab rangoon. These are very specific things that people are ordering a ton of.
Wow.
I know. Drinks that people are ordering. Other than soda, Thai iced tea, horchata, iced coffee and lemonade, and desserts, how specific, tiramisu, baklava, cheesecake.
You know what? What are you ordering?
Yes, that's exactly what I want to know.
What are you
ordering online?
702-739-9636. Call in, text in. What's the last thing or what is something out of the ordinary besides pizza?
Yeah, right. Something
and stuff like that.
That you were just craving that mm-hmm. you had to have delivered, I suppose.
In fact, your family or friends would go, that's a little weird.
Really? Yeah, but I was craving baklava.
Uh-huh.
I really wanted some baklava.
And took advantage of the curbside or
the delivery.
Service.
Yeah, Uber Eats. And guys, a fond farewell, maybe a sad farewell to the Flowbee. That is the vacuum-powered system, remember, that cut your hair?
Right.
We're still around, but, you know, when everybody needs to cut their own hair, they've had to halt production because of the crisis.
No!
So if you can get one right now, good for you. If you cannot, then you're just going to have to wait it out like a lot of other people, or just cut your own hair.
Oh, no.
The Flowbee taking a little hiatus right now.
Do you remember the commercial? Here it is.
Okay, Garth. Sit there. He's going to put that thing on your melon, okay?
It's not the commercial.
No.
Trust me, all right?
This was the suck cut.
Which was kind of like the Flow
Bee. That was her own. Yes, that's right.
Sorry about that.
From Wayne's World. Oh, man. It is it's a day. I know that.
Yep.
A few things you should know brought to you by Sam and Ash.
Earlier in a few things we think you should know, running down the list of what people are ordering to be delivered. And it's not your typical pizza.
No.
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
No, it is not, as a matter of fact. Now, some people are doing, you know, the pizza, all of that stuff. Now, Anna said, I think this place is like just up the way. She said, here's a specific one for you from Flower Child. The vegetarian entree that has three choices. I wanted roasted Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and butternut squash.
Huh.
Craving it. If you're craving something and they'll deliver it.
Yeah.
You darn right,
you
man.
You have to order it.
Yes, exactly. Now, somebody mentioned saffron rice from Sultan's Grill. Saffron rice. Okay. Good enough, then. And also from, I don't know where, but they said, Carly, you mentioned baklava. Oh, my God, I have been craving baklava for 2 weeks. I didn't even think to have it ordered and delivered. Okay, I know it.
You mean I could do that?
Yes, yes, the exactly. Baklava. That is too funny. Somebody else had hot dogs delivered, which I would never think to have hot dogs delivered. But now, right?
See, we have the Nathan Hebrew Nationals.
Yeah.
The quarter pounders.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. But if somebody's making them for you,
I know.
Yeah,
like
bring
the steamy weenie.
Steamy weenie, yes.
Bob
exactly.
over at the steamy weenie.
Yes, exactly.
They just taste that much better when somebody does it for you.
I agree. Somebody else ordered. I was. People, I love their taste. I was craving the roasted chicken from Brio. They delivered to me. Uber Eats delivered it to me.
Perfect.
So it sounds like it's those things that you generally go out for.
Right.
And didn't really think to have delivered mm-hmm. until now.
But topping the list, what is it? French fries. Morty, are you listening?
French fries.
He is a French fry freak.
He loves them. My problem with French fries, though, is once they get to you, they're not as good as, you know.
Right.
When they come right to your table. That's my only problem.
Well, as we talk about food, we're going to talk to two of our favorite people.
Yes,
at least one of them, Phyllis, from Above the Crust. She is going to tell you not only what they're doing and what they've been doing, but what they have coming up. And we're going to do that after Guns N' Roses knocking on heaven's door.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we are live. We are local. We are in the studio. Mike and Carla Morning Show. 737 through Operation Gift Card. You can actually support local businesses here in town for the curbside to-go service. If you want information on that, just go to 96.3KKLZ.com. One of the local businesses that continues to give back every day here in Las Vegas, it's Above the Crust Pizza, owned by Adam and Phyllis. And we have Phyllis on the phone.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very good. Very good. How are you?
I'm good.
Might I just say, hashtag Phyllis's meatballs all over Facebook Live this morning.
And a lot of people should know that both Phyllis and Adam, not only local business owners, but very tied in to the community. Tell everybody what you've been doing over the last couple of weeks.
And what you have coming up this weekend that's already put into place.
Well, over the last few weeks, we've been feeding essential businesses. Once a week, we've gone to the firehouses, some ERs, grocery stores were the last one that we did. We just pick somebody in the community and we go out in all three stores, just bring them some food. This past weekend, we did something on Facebook as far as we had our customers and our fan base nominate families for an Easter Sunday dinner. So on Saturday, we will be delivering food to people who cannot provide their own Easter Sunday dinner. We've gotten some really heartwarming stories, and it's going to be a tough decision, but we'll take care of it.
Good. Oh, and why do I think you'll take care of it above and beyond? Because you guys always do. You do. You know, I talked to Phyllis last night, and she said, I don't really like to talk about what we do. But I said, you have done a lot in the community. From day one, you guys have just given mm-hmm. back to the community, and you're still doing it. And you know what? You should be patted on the back.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Our community has supported us in all three of our locations, so we just do what we do.
Phyllis, you have something also. You know, a lot of families are at home. You have a whole pizza-making kit, don't you?
Yes, we started doing a DIY pizza kit. They get a dough ball, some sauce, some cheese, can get some toppings, and families are stuck in the house with the kids, especially now being home from school. Just a little fun thing to do, nothing, you know, that it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just for them to enjoy. My two kids, Ashley and Nick, actually done a video at our house showing everybody that a pizza maker can do it, and somebody who doesn't make any pizza can do it as well.
Is this the kind of dough where you toss it in the air?
You can do whatever you want with it, Mike.
Yeah, I was never good at the toss. I could do the rolling pin.
Really?
My grandmother used to do the square pizza. So if you want, you could do a square pizza as well and just roll to the end.
I never thought about that. You just make whatever pizza you want.
Sure you can. You can make a triangle pizza if you want.
That's awesome. Hey, by the way, if people want to see that that video? Where do they go? What do they do?
It's on Above the Crust Facebook, as well as on Instagram. They can also see all the videos that everybody who has done it posted.
That's great. I will link it up.
Well, Phyllis, you know that both Carla and I love Above the Crust Pizza. We love what you and Adam continue to do. Your whole family, in fact.
Thank you, guys. We love you, too. We're just trying to keep that Vegas Strong mentality going on. And remember, today is Takeout Tuesday. Support your local businesses. All three Above the Crust. Do buy one, get one free on our large pizzas. So we hope to hear from you guys sometime today.
Takeout Tuesday. Take advantage of it. Above the Crust, 7810 West Ann Road, 5585 Simmons Street, and then the new location at Maryland Parkway at Wigwam. Phyllis, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk again soon.
Want to reach out, talk to somebody? We are here. Cloudy, chance of showers today, tonight, tomorrow. Got a little rain over overnight last night.
Yeah.
Smelled good when we got it.
It sure did.
Not today in the mid to upper 60s, about 57 outside right now. Kim's listening to KKLZ at work. She works over at PMI. What's going on?
You guys are so funny. I love you guys. Like at work, they'll try to argue with me. They're like, come on, Kim, let's listen to something else. I'm like,
no.
I'm like, no. I'm good. And there's five of us in there, and they can't win.
I will not let them.
I don't even fight with them. I'm just like,
Kim, you're a doll for calling in. You're a doll for listening. We appreciate it more than you know.
But we love listening to you. I got my HR department. She's right next to me, and she's like, Kim, what station is this? I'm like, 96.3. So now she listens to it. I'm like,
good.
Okay, now I really got to be careful when I win.
We'll use your code name. The code name Kimberly when she wins.
Right.
Kimberly, we love it that you're listening, using the code name, of course.
Yes, that's right.
Always. Always.
And be careful,
Kim,
be safe.
Don't ever say Kim with a Y. Yeah.
No. No, never. But you know what? Please tell everybody over at PMI, thank you for listening. We appreciate all of you guys very much. Not only for listening, of course, but for being out there right now and doing what you're doing.
I sure will. You guys are awesome, and you guys have a fabulous morning, and I will continue listening, putting in my code word.
Oh, we got another one coming up in less than an hour.
Yes, yes, we
so
do.
So PMI, where they do all the mammograms and stuff like that.
They do medical imaging, yes, x-rays. And she said they're open. They are open, she said, but they are asking people to hold off on, routine mammograms, x-rays, things like that, just in case right now. You know, it's that thing with people going in and out and... Everybody's trying to stay safe and keep everybody else safe, especially in the medical field.
Exactly. But, Kim, we thank you for listening. All right. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the other night they did the ACMs,
yeah.
You know, and they did it a little differently. Well, one TV station put Blake Shelton's name on the screen while Luke Bryan was performing.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of people, you know, wrote in and this and that and the other, and Luke Bryan posted a screenshot of it and just wrote, I guess I just got to work harder. So,
I mean, they're not even on the same networks,
no,
are they?
Well, no, they're not. No, but this, I think
right.
They just screwed up whoever was airing it.
It happens.
You know, yeah, I know it. UFC President Dana White planning to hold UFC fights on a private island during, you know, while this coronavirus is still present. Fighters would fly on private planes, you know, fight, have their brawl, and then go home. Now, the UFC says they will screen fighters and staffers before bouts, doing their temperature, all of that stuff. This seems really dangerous, but okay.
Right.
All right, but, you know, I know he'd like to keep this going. And Mike, you'll be happy to know Investigation Discovery Channel is producing a sequel to the Tiger King series. Oh, can this be over already?
Why?
Yeah. They're investigating the strange world of Joe Exotic. They'll look at the allegations against Carol Baskin, who was accused of killing her husband. Now, sources say that Joe Exotic is going to be involved in the series. It's going to take a deeper dive into the crime. Apparently, he already has a contract for the project, and he's going to be participating in it. I cannot with this. I'm sorry. I just can't with this show, and I've never been so annoyed. Maybe now I know what people thought when we talked about the shows we liked.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, which was a great show. Mad Men, great show.
Yeah.
This thing, no.
I think there's two things that you and I can agree on. that we'll never like or be in favor of or go watch or even eat is Tiger King and sushi.
Yes. Yes. You know what?
You can tell us as long as you like that sushi is great. Yeah. You haven't had the right sushi. You got to try this. And you can talk about Tiger King all you want.
Yeah.
I don't know how many other people are out there that would agree, but not going to buy into it.
No, I'm not. And I'm telling you right now during this time, not going to make you feel better about anything.
No.
Okay? Nothing. Oh, my gosh. That is my take for now. Sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
If you're parents with kids and you're at home with the little ones, maybe you can appreciate this article that has gone viral. You came across this the other morning.
I did. And, it's not just here. I mean, this is going on across the world.
Yeah.
A little two-year-old, her name's Harper, and she lives in England. And she did go viral. She took her mom's red lipstick and just all over her face, her hands. Then when she was done doing that, she ran it along the stairwell and the walls and everything else. There was just lipstick all over the place. And she turned to her mom and she said, "Look at me. I look beautiful like a clown." And mom said, "I was mad when I first saw all of this. But then I thought, I can't be mad because of everything that's going on now."
Yeah.
And I guess when mom did initially get mad, her daughter Harper said, "You don't have to shout at me. Just talk normally." But I can't imagine. And I mean, we've talked about this in the past. If you have kids, you know, things like this have happened, but I'm sure this is going on now as well. If you're not watching your kids, you can't watch them, you know, every single second that, 24/7. You know, even in the house.
You got to be on them.
You do. But you know what? They're in their room playing. What are they doing? What are they doing with your you know, lipstick?
702-739-9636. How many other moms and dads can relate to this? And I'm sure in that English accent.
You don't have to shout at me. Just talk normally.
Has this happened in your house during this quarantine period?
Yeah.
Where, you know, your kids have done something and you would love to be mad at them.
Yeah.
And but you can't because...
No.
Of the situation.
I have a friend who's 4-year-old, and any other time it would probably be no big deal, but she decided to play with the toilet paper and did the old foosh, and it just all unrolled, and you don't, not now.
Not
the toilet paper.
Text or call in, 702-739-9636. Has this happened to you? We'd love to hear from you. Text or call in. It's Pat Benatar.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So we're just talking about this article that has gone viral out of England. You know, mom and dad, you're home with the little kids. This one little kid just took mom's lipstick and went nuts, not only on her face, but all over the walls in the house. And, mommy, you can't be mad at me.
Yes, this was out of England. That's what she said. You don't have to shout at me. Just talk normally.
So we just wanted to know, mom and dad, has this happened to you during this quarantine period where everybody's in one place? And maybe you're starting to crack a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Alan says, we've done a couple jigsaw puzzles in my house. I'm also a big Star Wars collector. My 4-year-old son wanted to make his own jigsaw puzzle.
So
he cut up my original Star Wars A New Hope 1977 poster. I couldn't be mad at him, although I was. I just couldn't be that. Okay. All right. And this is from Sarah. Sarah said, my husband keeps the garage neat and tight, like all you guys do with your tools in certain places. Mm-hmm. And he has hammer holders that he has, you know, hammers in and different things in. She said, we walked out into the garage and they were just all gone. All of them were gone. And he had apparently put them into the garbage bag, garbage can. Oh. Told nobody. Then garbage came and no tools.
Wow.
Goodness. Oh, You know what? These are great arguments for birth control right here. Wow.
You know what? Yeah. That happened to me, and that's probably one of the big reasons why she's an ex-wife. I had about 10 Tommy Bahama shirts that I put in a white plastic bag that I set by my car so I wouldn't forget it. I was going to take it to the cleaners.
Right. Oh, no.
And I came out the next morning. I said, hey, where's that bag full of shirts?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I thought it was garbage.
Oh.
So I just threw it in the garbage, and the garbage guys came today.
Oh.
I can't even tell you.
Oh, my gosh. That
how much money.
Sucks. Oh, man.
Again,
probably
one of the better reasons as to why.
Yeah, I got you. Is she listening?
I could care less.
People are saying there's going to be this baby boom after this is all over. I think there's going to be a divorce boom from people being stuck in their house.
Maybe.
Yeah, this might actually be, you know, the population growth may slow after this.
Let's hope. Maybe. I don't know. Mary Ann's on the phone. Mary Ann, you got kids at home. What's your story?
So I have a very interesting story about what my kids did with leftover paint that the landlord had left at our house.
Oh, boy.
While I was at work, they decided that they were going to touch up the whole house.
Oh, nice.
To surprise mom. And we had a back wall that was nothing but natural wood.
Uh-huh.
And they put their paint handprints all over it.
Oh, boy.
It even gets worse, though, because then my daughter, she was 11, so she thought, oh, gosh, afterthought, I'm going to get in trouble for this. So she spreads paint thinner all over one of the walls and takes a spackle knife and tries to scrape the paint off.
Oh,
but instead, she scrapes off the drywall paper.
Oh, jeez.
I was mortified.
Oh, my God. But she was trying to help. She was trying to remove the damage that she had already done, Mike.
Is that what she was trying to do?
Oh, wow. You know what? Maybe isolation is good for you, Mom. Maybe you need to stay home. Oh, my gosh.
Away from the kids.
Yeah.
Christine, what about you? What happened?
Well, my son got into my liquid eyeliner.
Oh, boy.
And he drew skyscrapers all over his entire room.
Oh!
And he even drew a gorilla on top of one.
Wow.
Oh. Look, Mom, I drew a picture for you.
Oh.
My jaw hit the floor. I was almost in tears. I backed out and shut the door.
Oh, happy quarantine. Hi, Mom. It's good to have you home. Oh,
the
my
whole,
gosh.
Like the what do they call it? The skyline.
Yeah.
And then had the forethought, wait a second. King Kong.
King Kong, exactly.
I should put a gorilla on top of one of the buildings.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Very clever. I know parents just can't wait for kids to go back to school.
One more call.
Yes.
About kids.
Yeah.
Acting up, doing a little damage in the house, maybe even outside the house. Big Mike's on the phone. Big Mike, what happened?
I'm getting ready to text you guys a picture in a second. You're going to crack up. The house next door to us last night got hit. It must have gotten hit out front with about 100 rolls of toilet paper. They TP'd the entire house. And I thought, you know, they were hoarding it at the stores for other reasons.
Wow.
See, that should be right now. That should be against the law.
Oh, should totally be illegal. Wow. Oh,
now,
man.
Do they have high schoolers in that house?
I don't know. I just, what cracked me up was now I know why everybody's throwing. I thought everybody fought about it at the store because they needed it. Kind of one of those things you want to laugh, but at the same time, you're like, really?
Oh, my gosh. Mike, I hope you went out and just gathered it all up. Jeez.
I'll clean it up.
I got
no problem.
I went out with some gloves and a pair of scissors and just started snipping.
Rolling it up over your arm. Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't be wasting toilet paper.
Not now. No.
What they use, maybe they should use, what is it, crepe? Well, you can't get it because nobody's open.
Yeah,
the
I
crepe
know
paper,
it. I
different
know.
Colors.
Well, remember people were forking their lawns? They'd just stick forks, like plastic forks or spoons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that instead.
Maybe.
Those aren't in such high demand.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
10K Payday Contest is back. Your next chance to win some free money after Queen.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win that $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is EVENT.
event. E-V-E-N-T, event.
That is indeed the word you need for your chance to win $500 right now. Text EVENT to 45911. Again, 45911. Win the $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Then get EVENT out there on 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app that I trust you have on your smartphone because it's, yeah, it's free. Exactly. So you have 15 minutes to do it. Tell you what, if you get a weird number calling you in about a half hour, please pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to tell you you're shoving $500 in your pants. How nice would that be? The word event, 45911. That is your text line. 15 minutes. Go do it. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, Carla, a guy in England who spent the past 18 months, the last year and a half, trying to perfect and recreate the recipe for KFC fried chicken.
Yes.
He says he has done it.
Good for him.
He's done it.
Good
and you know what's
him.
Even better yet? He's sharing.
Okay.
He's going to share the recipe.
All right.
It's on Twitter, so if you want to try it, give it a shot.
Okay.
Good for
Shoot.
Him.
Shoot.
Y'all finally did it, honey.
I don't know if I'd share it.
And would you? Apparently 7-Eleven has just started rolling out that new Peeps flavored latte in their self-serve coffee machines in stores. I did this for you because I know how much you love the Peeps.
I do not like the Peeps.
Well, if it doesn't sound good, it's a bright yellow marshmallow flavored coffee drink. The description alone should make you want to run out and throw up.
No, it's yellow coffee. I'm sure it's great. It's yellow.
No word how it tastes, but if you're willing to risk going out into the world as it is now at a 7-Eleven, give it a shot and see what happens, okay?
I don't know about this story here. A woman in Utah, she accidentally wrote her handyman a check for $21,000 instead of $2,100.
Oh.
He, quote, thanked the Lord, deposited the check, and she had called him, though, and said, hey, I goofed. You know, I just, it looked like that.
Right.
That's, you know, you just added a zero. He refused to return the money.
Are you serious?
Stopped showing up for the job. Yeah, they found him, though. He was arrested. Yeah. You don't, oh, boy. Oh, man. And
I can't even imagine.
No, I know it. Really? You really thought that? Okay. Come on.
And, of course, when you get a check like that, you look at it and just think.
Exactly what he did. This is great. And the police in Blaine, Minnesota, they had to, they had to be tough. They had to arrest a couple after they broke into a home and did their laundry and then took a nap.
That's all they did?
That's all they did. Home owner called the police after receiving an alert from a Ring doorbell camera.
Yeah.
Well, they got in. They had broken a window, though, but they did go in and do laundry and took a little nap. And they basically had to come in and go, hey, you guys, wake up. Hey, guys, wake up. We got to take you in. Yeah, exactly. You never want anyone breaking in your house ever, but thank God that's all they did. What did they do? They, I don't know.
You know what? If that's really the story, we don't know all the details.
Yes,
but if that's
exactly
truly the story, you know what? Pay for the window.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to press charges. Don't do it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just do that. You just can't
And
do
by
that.
The way, replace the bed where you took the
nap.
You got to
change the sheets, okay? Because I'm not changing the sheets. It is Tuesday. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
This person near Des Moines, Iowa, bought $150 gift cards for all 549 households in this little town, sent them out in the mail. They spent $82,000 total. And all of the gift cards were for three local restaurants, not chains, local restaurants. So each one of these restaurants basically received $27,000 a piece.
Wow.
Which will certainly help, you know, any of their employees, owners, things like that. That is really cool. Granted, it's a small town, but three little local restaurants that, you know what, got a lot of help. And with those, when they go in, I'm sure will come some tips and all of that stuff down the road. So way to go.
Nice.
Way to go. You know, we do it at the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news. Here's the deal. I know there are things going on right here, right here in our city. And I would like to hear about some of those. I would like to hear about some of those. You can email. Like I say, it's all set up. You can text us. You can even get on the phone and just call us, as we've done several times before.
Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Or like Carla said, call us up.
Yeah.
Text it in. We want to hear your feel-good story. As we get ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance, find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show, well, Easter is still on, according to the Prime Minister of New Zealand. She said, no, there is sanctity. The Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, very essential workers.
Yes.
So it might not happen like it has been in the past, but they're still going to be out there. Those kids that are starting to crack now, being quarantined.
Yeah, I know.
Those little troublemakers.
I know, and painting your walls and cutting up your posters.
But you can't be bad at them because, you know, they're...
Talk to me in my normal voice.
And our thanks to everything that Phyllis and Adam are doing at Above the Crust Pizza. Being Takeout Tuesday, boy, they are feeding those essential workers throughout the community as well as this Easter.
Yes, they
have
a
great program going on, so make sure to check that out on our podcast. But they do a great job. Congratulations, latest winner, 10K payday contest from Las Vegas, Bill Officer. $500 in his pocket. Qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize, 10K payday contest. Your next chance to win. That's going to happen at 11 o'clock with Wendy Rush. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're all in.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.